M, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples in stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
And now a star is born. On August 21st, 1986, the world welcomed little baby Usain Bolt.
Okay, Mom, put your feet in the starting stirrups. On your mark, push! You got this! Almost at the finish line! 9.58 seconds! Congrats, Mom! It's a world record!
Usain Bolt, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The Trump administration plans to end time limits for detaining immigrant children.
The new rule scraps the 1997 Flores settlement, which required children to be released after 20 days. Court challenges are expected. The American Civil Liberties Union calls it a cruel attack on children.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. President Trump standing by his controversial comment about Jews who vote for Democrats.
Just days after Congresswoman Ilhan Omar suggested that American foreign aid for Israel should be eliminated.
You know what? The Democrats have to own it.
The president said that in his opinion, if voters elect Democrats, they are being very disloyal to Jewish people and to Israel.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 240 points, the Nasdaq gaining 72, and the S&P 500 adding 24.
Where's the
America
recession?
Is listening to Fox News.
Thought there was a recession coming.
Check your carry-on, too, I said, young man. And if there's too much shampoo, they just might pull you out of line.
Oh, oh, oh!
You're getting filtered by the TSA. You're getting filtered by the TSA. They check everything in the back, in the front, and they're probably coming. PSA. It's embarrassing if you let out a squeal while some new cops appeal. Young man, let's get you feel down. Young man, while they're patting you down. Young man, I was once in your shoes. Young man, they showed me all the news.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
If you are listening to Fox, or you watch any of the traditional networks, you would be under the impression that the Democrats are going to win every seat in the House, every seat in the Senate, and of course the White House in a couple of years. But early indications, for whatever they may be worth, I find are electrifyingly contradictory to that. Do you know that a Republican actually won a city council seat in Los Angeles running against the new Green Deal? Because they're trying to implement it there for, I don't know why, but apparently, they have pushed the agenda far enough to the left where even L.A. elected a Republican.
Yeah, but they've solved all their other problems, Greg. Now it's time to take on the environment.
Yeah. So today, and you recall just a couple of years ago, the media was hyping every special election as a disaster for the GOP. Well, the GOP won two state legislative special elections. And by crushing margins last night, Republican David Rowe defeated Democrat Jennifer Rager Kay in the 85th Legislative District in Pennsylvania by a 62-37% margin. You know, and what the media would have you believe is that Pennsylvania deeply, and Drudge too, Trump grets voting for him. But that's a 2-1 margin. That's in Pennsylvania. Republican Patrick Haddon defeated Democrat maybe this is just misogyny, too. It could be just, you know, we're going back to the knuckle-scraping days where we're throwing women out of office. But Republican Patrick Haddon defeated Democrat Carney Kooten by a 61-39% margin in South Carolina, Legislative District 19. That is a Republican district, but Haddon won by 21 points. So while these are both GOP holds, in both of these elections, the GOP massively outperformed the partisan voting index in these seats. And you know what? No matter what the media says, I think this is where things are going. The Democrats think they're running stuff up the flagpole that people are buying. And because they live in a continuous echo chamber, like whatever they say, oh yeah, that's it.
No, I think the Democrats, the media, but I repeat myself, they're too high on their own supply, so to speak. They're buying their own BS too much. I really do think like Twitter and a lot of these legacy media publications, that's not most of America, including most of the Democratic Party. You actually look at people who have voted Democratic for the last several years, if not decades, they're not where all the progressives on Twitter are. They are not Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Alexandria!
No, it's the former, you know, manufacturing worker in the Rust Belt. They used to vote Democrat a lot, and they still want to, but a lot of them vote for Trump. So it amazes me that Democrats are dropping the ball here, in the sense, just be sane, you probably have a chance. But no.
No, they have been convinced and literally bullied by the crazies on the extreme left. This is the way it's going to be. I mean, look at Ocasio-Cortez bullying Nancy Pelosi and Tlaib. And you got to believe they have enough common sense, Pelosi and some of the, well, the Democrats who know the game. They know deep down in their hearts that those four women are massively despised by most people who have both feet on the ground and aren't medicated. They are not good salesmen for the Democratic Party. They've got to know that. And yet, they're out in front and raising hell and, And quite frankly, and this should really have nothing to do with it, but they are, they just are not attractive people. Tlaib always looks like she's eating razor blades for dinner, and Ocasio-Cortez with those bulging eyeballs always looks like she just saw her first naked man. That's not going to play. I don't think Ocasio-Cortez is going to win her district. I think they're already cleaning off a seat for her at CNN or MSLSD. Because the people in New York are still quite frankly pissed she blew off Amazon and cost them all those jobs. But no, we're going to have dignified jobs. Really, what is that?
Well, that was certainly not being a congressman.
I still think of that silly cartoon she made of herself, or somebody made for her, of her on her high-speed bullet train traveling back to her district, and
Lord.
His grandiose plans. This, if you're a person who's looking for signs, indications ahead of next year, where things are going, I think that's pretty significant. Yes, they were traditional Republican districts, but the margin of victory was double, and in one case, triple what it usually is. That's big.
I mean, how do you think the occasional errant tweet by the president plays? It's almost like there's a one school.
We're getting used to it.
I'm used to it personally, but I think there's a school of thought that's like, let the Democrats fight amongst themselves. It's already happening. Stop jumping into the middle of it.
He is pulling their chain.
Yeah, that's probably what
he is trolling them magnificently.
And did you see what he did today, though? Or last night on Twitter, I believe? The Prime Minister of Denmark said, it's absurd that we ever sell Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump said, well, fine, thank you for telling me. That means I won't be going to our scheduled visit in Denmark. Thanks for saving us both a lot of money. Which the royal family, the Danish royal family, was like, well, all right then.
What a clod.
Well, they were doing a big state dinner thing. And he's like, oh, you're not going to sell green then? Fine, I'm not showing up to your dinner.
What is the reason for him wanting to?
Well, there are some geopolitical ideas in the sense that you have the Arctic is the next frontier.
I like the idea we could send all the left-wingers and the Democrats and the illegal aliens to Greenland and let them figure it out.
Well, you could say it's a military asset, but Denmark's already an ally and a strong one, militarily speaking. So, but Denmark was crucial, apparently, with radar stations in World War II for D-Day. They were able to see weather patterns and realize this is when we need to strike. The Germans did not have any way of seeing the weather forecast in that regard. So
I'm
there's
sure
advantage.
Things have changed, but I think it took Hitler about 3 hours to conquer Denmark in World War II. There wasn't much of a military presence then.
Well, and I've always loved the irony that Greenland is icier than Iceland, too.
Now, Shelley Sko, you've heard me bring up that was one of the eight that I was engaged to but didn't marry. Her dad was from Denmark. Great guy.
Wait, you've been engaged...
Esben Sko.
You've been engaged to eight women you didn't get married to?
Yeah.
And that doesn't include the women you were engaged to and you married.
You know, it would be fun to see if I can remember all of them.
That would be a blast. Because I've known you now for 8 years.
All right, so...
And I didn't realize it was eight engagements that didn't go anywhere.
So, my first radio gig... Well, there was Gloria.
That was number one.
And we eventually got married.
Okay, so you can't count that one because you actually tied the knot.
But we broke up briefly when I fell in love with our new receptionist, Beverly Hickerson.
That's a hell of a last name.
Hope her dad's not driving through town.
Beverly Hickerson.
Yeah.
Did you engage her?
Yeah. That was a quick one, too, like 3 weeks.
Like, you and I have so much in common, but on this, we're total opposites.
Let me stop the list there. Gary's
I hesitate back. To even ask on a first date. You're getting engaged left and right.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, I think I've known you 8 years. As well, you did a spot for me right after you moved into town after I sold Ricky's house.
Well, that'd be 15, 14.
Is your last initial S?
It is.
Ah, I know who you are. How are you, man?
Yeah. I'm doing good, enjoying the air conditioner, trying to stay inside instead of out there in the sauna. I just saw another thing that our president did this another awful thing that he did, and I thought it might interest you, and I wondered how our mainstream media is going to knock him down for what he did. It says, Trump signs executive order canceling student loan debt for disabled veterans. Isn't that terrible that this president would do something like that?
The hell is he thinking?
I swear, I just don't understand why he would be concerned with disabled veterans. He's such an awful president.
Ugh. You know, and any of the last number of presidents could have done that and
sure
didn't. Yeah, well,
it's amazing.
I'm sure the media will turn that into a, well, that's not fair.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to, you know, they need to do that for this group, that group.
You know, here's the scary part, Gary. You're the first person I've heard this from, which means the media will give this no publicity.
Broke about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I wonder if Fudge has got it on his report. Oh, recession warning, yield inverts again. Cut the crap, Drudge. Cut the crap. Quit trying to talk the country into a recession.
That's what they're doing. Well, go ahead and rant on, Greg. I just thought you'd be interested in knowing that. We'll see how mainstream media covers this particular thing. It's probably going.
Appreciate it, Gary. Look at this. In polls, 69% would hold them responsible for any recession. Where do you see the recession you'll get if you put Warren or Sanders or any one of those jackholes in there? Oh, my God. I mean, Drudge, it's not even a theory. He is openly anti-Trump, openly. Budget deal sends deficit soaring. Where was all the gnashing of teeth that Harry when Obama was doubling the deficit with his... Oh, stimulus! Oh, shovel-ready jobs! Even though there's no shovel-ready jobs! Oh!
In my opinion, it's the most important issue, and it's the one that nobody in power ever takes seriously. Both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it.
So here we are, back to the inverted yield. Oh, my God. They just... And they're out to get him, man.
Yeah, but it finished not inverted. Right side up, then? I don't know.
The market went up 240 points today. It's almost regained the losses from that one bad day last week, as it always does. It comes back. But what scares me, it's not that I know our people will see through all this garbage. It's the people that don't pay attention that I worry about. They'll hold them responsible for recession. Unbelievable. 4:19 is the time. And again, this entire electrifying segment was brought to you by Mr. Electric. You no longer have to wonder who to call. If you need an installation, ceiling fan, new light fixtures, whatever it is. If you need something repaired, if you need exterior security lighting installed, when we bought the Ring doorbell system, it says you can install this yourself. No, I'm not going to mess with that. Anything involving electricity, I want certified master electricians like you will get when you call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. They always give you upfront pricing. They don't give you a window of time to be available when they arrive at your home. They give you a specific time, and that's when they'll show up. They clean up any mess or debris created by the installation repair, and all they leave behind is the great result you called them for in the first place. They are awesome. We have used them many, many times at the Ritterbottle household. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com for more information. 4:20, let's head down to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and we still see the police working the accident on I-65 southbound just before the Northern Boulevard. Please be careful in that area. The rest of I-65 is moving along great. We don't see any problems on I-85. The Boulevard is real crowded this afternoon. Please be careful between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. There's a large crowd there. If you use the 31s to get out of town, we don't see any problems for you. Just be careful as you head to the house. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Two more people face criminal charges in connection with the deadly July 4th boat crash on Smith Lake that resulted in a Troy woman's death. Nick Bowling Suggs and Jody Wallace Suggs of Decatur are charged with criminally negligent homicide. 26-year-old Kelsey Starling was killed when two boats collided. Recovery crews have not been able to locate Starling's body. The search continues through Friday. And the results are in for the House District 42 Republican primary. Van Smith won that race. He will now face off against Democratic nominee Kenneth Allison Sr. in November. House District 42 includes Autauga and Chilton County. Students in Pike Road headed back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. George Washington Middle School will undergo renovations during the school year. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
There's something I'd like your opinion on. I'm going to post this. I found it in and amongst the propaganda on Drudge. Scientists develop blood tests that predicts whether you'll die in the next 10 years. I wouldn't take that test, and I don't know that it's 100%. Why would you want to know? 10 years, that's a pretty big window. I just don't see the point. And besides, it may not be accurate. There's no guarantee that it's this test. I would just like your comments. The story is now on my Facebook page, and we'll check in on that a little bit later in the afternoon. That is just weird. World's getting weird, folks. We're going to check in with Rich Thomas here at 4:23, and I have some interesting options on our book reading time, our bedtime stories. That's what we'll call them, bedtime stories. That's more exciting.
Mm.
We'll try a couple of those out from our friend Morris Drennenberg. At 4:23, here's Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleqwire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleqwire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mailocks and nose drops and needles for knitting. Markers and handrails and new dental fittings. Bundles of magazines tied up in string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cadillacs and cataracts and hearing aids and glasses. Polydent and Fixident and false teeth and glasses. Pacemakers, golf carts and porches with swings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the pipes leak, when the bones creak, when the knees go back, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Wasn't that a delightful little musical experience? You did you enjoy that?
No.
Excuse me. All right, here's what we're doing now. Izzy is with us today. Izzy is frizzy on this humid day. Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
She's kind of like our intern, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and young Joey is kind of training her to do his job, and she's going to be the person that answers the phone when you flood us with calls. So even if you have nothing to say, it's kind of important that you help us out here. We're trying to change a young life, and she needs experience. So 272-9228, and then I wanted to come back to this. I know I had put the book away, but Morris sent several possibilities for background instead of the sizzling fire that we might try when we do our bedtime story, which currently is FDR's funeral train. So where do we leave off? I want to try some.
You have a lot of different ones there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we know that, okay, we're in Warm Springs, Georgia. Only like an hour and 45 minutes from where we live. And Roosevelt did come to Montgomery during the 30s by car. And I'd like to know what route he took back then. Was it Highway 80? How did you get to that part of Georgia, to Montgomery, in those days? So let's see. We were showing number the 1st of 1937. Okay. And we're talking about the portraitist that was hired to paint FDR's picture.
Okay.
So we'll try our bedtime stories with some different backgrounds, which we'll have to download and open. What do you mean it can't open the file? This is just, this is...
What's the file type?
Soundbite.com. It's a babbling brook.
Yeah, that's like a, that's not an audio file.
It's not?
No.
What about this? No, these are websites.
Yeah, we need actual audio file. But, I mean, that's a, I like where Morris's heart is.
Yeah, no, these are good ideas, but I don't think we can play them on the air. No,
it's not going to work that way.
Well, that was...
Why don't you go back to your pile there? Right, we've only done like one story from that.
Okay, back to the pile at 431.
This is what happens, you see. He accumulates a lot of stories as he prepares for the day, and a lot he doesn't use, so it just gets piled up. And he carries it around in his bag over there.
I'm kind of interested to know, like, who all these people are that you were engaged to 8 times.
Oh, you want to know about that?
Thank you.
Oh.
So, who's the first one?
Well, my first serious love, I mentioned her in my August magazine column because I met her in 1969. That was Gloria Dulesky.
Mm-hmm.
And we were together for about 6 years, but there were interruptions, and during one of those interruptions, I fell in love with the receptionist at my radio station, WLSFM. And her name was Beverly Hickerson.
Hickey? Or Hickerson?
Okay. Hickerson.
Okay.
Yeah, it was one of those crazy things, man. I mean, it was just like real passionate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have to stop there because we have Joe on the phone.
You're such a tease.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, this is Joe. Yeah, you know he ate at a famous restaurant here in Montgomery when he came to Montgomery, didn't he?
FDR did?
Yeah, where was
Chris's hot dog.
He ate at Chris's hot dogs.
He ate at Chris's hot dog when he was here. If you go down to Chris's hot dog, you'll see some of the down there.
I want to look at that. I want to see that.
Place is an institution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's good.
It's been around for 100 years.
Yeah.
But I did not know, even though I knew Roosevelt Kennedy Montgomery, did not know he ate at Chris's hot dogs.
Yes, exactly right. But y'all have a great night.
I appreciate that insight. Thank you. Oh, I should have asked him how his customer service experience was with Izzy answering the phone.
So,
she's here to learn, and we need to give her something to work on. So 272-9228.
And we're here to learn about all your engagements that didn't end up in marriage.
Yes.
All right. Now, the Island Princess.
Mm-hmm. What island?
No, that was the nickname I gave her because she's the one. And let me ask your opinion on this, young Izzy and young Joey.
Mm-hmm.
When this was during that stupid thing I did where I was looking for a wife on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And women sent pictures and, like, resumes and all this. And I never felt more guilt-ridden over anything I did in my whole life. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things. Because this is before the internet. Your whole life has had the internet, Izzy.
Yeah.
So this was when they put a stamp on an envelope and put everything inside and mail it to me. And after 5 or 6 weeks, I just felt so guilty. I didn't really date anybody in that group. I think I went on one date, and I don't remember because I was, and don't ever do this, wasted.
Mm-hmm.
So after we had that big party with the champagne.
Yeah.
And I had to walk out in front of like 800 women and their mothers.
Right. Genius move.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant, Greg.
You have no idea what it's like to walk into an amphitheater.
No, I don't.
With 2,000 seats, and everyone is filled with somebody that either wanted to date me and their mother, who probably wasn't happy that I didn't.
See, if it was just the women who wanted to date you, that would be awesome, but also intimidating. I mean, all these women competing for your love and affection and your bank account. But to have their mothers there as well, that's a nightmare, Greg.
We gave out, I don't know how many cases of champagne we went through, but everybody got a glass of champagne and a rose, and the florist built this nice archway where everybody, my parents were there. My mom and dad were there.
Are any of the photos from that archway, did they survive?
I don't think so. I don't think anything is left from that.
Sure.
It was
You should go dig in your Tupperware tub.
I don't think so.
You know, I've seen you in the Pope chair.
So anyway, after that, not long after I mercifully concluded it by saying, this is not the way to make it happen.
Right.
I'll just wait for fate. Fate occurred a couple of weeks later on a Friday night. I was staggering out of Mr. Laughs, and I feel terrible telling this story in front of young, impressionable Izzy.
By the way, you can't call me young Joey while she's here because I'm like twice her age.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so, and don't ever do I'm sharing this so you will have a template for living your life, Izzy.
Yes, sir.
So we're walking on Mr. Laugh's last call. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm with a guy that I nicknamed McGilla. Because he was the manager, and he was built like McGilla Gorilla. He had short legs, and he was big from the waist up, kind of like a bouncer.
He probably lifts.
And I'm walking out, hey, McGilla. He was the guy that allowed me to... Don't ever do any of what I'm talking about here, Izzy.
You've already said that, Greg.
He let me... He would, you know, he also sold powder. At the restaurant.
It was an energy supplement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
It was like a vitamin.
It was instantly effective.
Right. That's impressive.
And he would let me use my American Express card. He would kind of launder it through the restaurant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In case I was short on cash.
It's very convenient.
So I'm walking out the restaurant with McGilla, not in very good condition. And on the other side of McGilla is this very hot, tan... Woman with long black hair, really pretty, and we kind of staggered into each other, and I got a phone number, and we started to date. And there were many warning signs that this was not my destiny, but I ignored them.
So how long did you date before you got down on one knee and popped the question?
Several weeks.
Several weeks.
I should have known when I gave her the ring, which I bought from a jewelry store that was a sponsor of the show. Wait. When she took the ring and had it appraised the next day.
Was it even a month?
Only a witch would do it, right? You would never do that to a man if he gave you a ring. But she did. Well, maybe, I should have known right then what I was dealing with, but I was too...
Maybe if you dated her for more than a month.
So, Island Princess was number three, and that did...
And that fell apart after she went and got the appraisal of the ring.
No, it fell apart before we got married, but we got married anyway. A true act of insanity. There wasn't a person... They all tell me this later. I knew you were making the biggest mistake of your life, they all said. That was the one... Remember I told you I went to my friend's house when I decided I couldn't take it anymore, and... I went to my friend's house and I kissed his driveway because I was free.
Yeah.
Free at last.
So you did get married to her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I left when her mother was down visiting. And I took, we had two cars, I took the crappy car. I just wanted to get away. I left her the Corvette. So what? The next day, I hear a noise in the driveway and it's her and her mother. See my red Corvette out there. I thought, oh, they're leaving me the Corvette. They're going to take the Camaro. No, they took both and left me with nothing. So Debbie Gregory, who was the one that worked in the show with John Ritter, called Hearts of Fire, eventually, not then, but later, she came over and drove me out, and we stole back the Corvette that night. And then I went to the police station.
Yeah, and said, this is my car.
Yeah, if anybody reports this missing, this is my car, here's the paperwork. And,
yeah. And that's when you and Debbie got engaged.
No, Dubers and I did not, and that was probably...
But you thought about it.
A lot. All right, so, and somehow I think there's somebody missing. And after the Island Princess in 85, that was Shelley Sko, the Danish girl.
Shelley, okay.
Shelley Sko. So that's four. Then... I'm forgetting somebody here. Oh, Tanya.
Tanya.
Yeah, 1992.
Oh, wow. 1990s romance.
We got engaged twice.
Twice.
In 92 and again in 95. And
with the same ring?
Well, it was a 2-carat ring. I bought the ring back. I'm teaching you financial responsibility,
biggest,
and you're laughing at me.
The biggest lesson here, Izzy, is not, you know, don't do drugs, don't. It's, you know, make sober decisions, do yes. make sober decisions, but watch out for hopeless romantics like this man right here.
Yes.
Because he means well, but...
Well, no, what happened was, that was the ring I gave to Janelle's mom. But Janelle's mom wanted to get a boob job.
Yeah.
So, this is after we're
an augmentation.
Divorced. Well, yeah. Excuse me.
That's fine.
So she needed money. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll buy back the ring because I want to give it to somebody else now. And I'll give you the $3,500.
Okay.
So it was a deal. And boy, did she get her money's worth. So anyway, okay, so there was that, Tanya. Then there was Diane.
Diane, okay. Yeah. This is still in the 90s?
Late 90s.
Late 90s, yeah. Okay. Right into the new millennia. Mm-hmm. We don't know, the Y2K scare is going on, all that stuff. Were you actually scared of Y2K? Is that why you needed to hold somebody in your arms?
No, that night I was in Indiana with my foot on a bench. Saying, how the hell did I end up here? That's pretty much
how
that worked.
That's how you kicked in the new millennium?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that time.
I was managing a teen nightclub in Anderson, Indiana.
A teen nightclub? That doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
No, it was a stupid idea. And the guys that, I mean, a couple of lifelong friends opened it, and with the best of intentions, but...
So, like, do they serve, like, sparkling grape juice there or something?
They served sodas and lemonade and stuff like that. It was just a place they built for kids to come hang out and dance.
Okay.
And I was the manager, but they wanted me to hire all their relatives, and their relatives were redneck morons. I mean, not the kind of nice rednecks we have here. These were farm rednecks.
Corn-fed?
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a lot about that experience.
You need to talk about those years with Barron. We need to get him on the show one afternoon.
Now, in between all of this, there was Joanne.
Joanne?
She was the one I used to hit in the keister with the Miami Herald.
Oh, this is the person you worked with?
Yeah.
And it was like a mutual sexual harassment thing?
Yeah.
Before we really understood those terms in our woke society, yeah.
I had permission.
Okay.
That's how we started our work day.
Yeah, it sounds like if I had an arrangement like that right now, I'm sure I'd have an extra pep in my step.
Anyway, it's 4:43. We're destroying this young life, and Joey looks way too interested in this insanity. And the only reason I'm even doing this is because I don't feel well.
It's okay.
Come and join us at Baumhauer's tonight, and I'll give you I'll give you the insider details on all of this insanity that I live.
You've lived so much life.
Yeah.
It is actually pretty awesome.
Although at this phase, as I'm in the autumn of my life.
You'd say autumn is correct.
I'd say autumn and the leaves are starting to show a little color at this point.
Exactly, yeah. No, like I told you, you got three more decades here on God's green earth.
I do become more cognizant.
I'm going to make you into a cyborg after that.
That I wasted a lot of time, but I learned. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Can you partner up with a better group? I think not, for not only your heating and air conditioning needs, but incredibly talented plumbers and a Clark's Club membership. And we give one of those away every Friday morning. Somebody of the group that calls the morning show will win that. It's a $159 value. Get you two annual tune-ups to your system, a chance for the best in the business to look and make sure there's nothing going on that's leading to systemic failure. And then if something does go wrong, or you have a plumbing emergency, and I've had two or three of those, they're on call to provide urgent care service 24/7. So it's a good number to write down and call. 277-2125. Team up with the best. Keep your electric costs lowered and know that no matter what happens, you've got a team of people that will be on the way when you need them. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really amazing people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com at 4:45.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and it looks like our traffic is improving a bit. The police have cleared up the accident on I-65, so it's up at a speed limit right again. If you're on I-85, we have a problem at exit 22. If you're coming into town, the southbound side, there's an overturned vehicle in that area, so traffic's going to back up pretty quickly there. The boulevard's moving along without any problems this afternoon, and we don't see any trouble on the 31s. Be careful and get where you're headed safely. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long with free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9, the Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, I'm glad we're finally done here in Old Town Road. It should've died 7 weeks ago. Heard it 1,000 times on the radio. So overplayed, it was getting old.
I am so tired of this track. It is freaking whack. But its time has passed after making tons of cash. Heard it every day. Hot stations overplayed. Thank you, Billie Eilish, for making it go away now. Never wanna hear it again. This song has got never wanna hear it again. Call your local station.
Yeah, I'm glad we're finally done here in Old Town Road. Bury this song in a giant hole to
for almost 5 months. That was the number one song, but not anymore. I don't remember the name of the song that replaced it, but it's a good song, but it just doesn't, I don't understand why it was such a, why it was such a phenomenon, why it would.
I think it just, it started as a viral thing. Like, Billboard hesitated even wanting to put it on its Hot 100 because it didn't really fit a genre. And I think it's because it sort of smashed genres. It's kind of a combination of hip-hop and country. And, I mean, you'd be hipper to this than I am, Izzy. Like, you're not, no?
No. I'm more into classic rock, so.
Okay, well, then you're actually
like,
cool.
Like, what are some of your favorites?
Styx.
You're kidding.
Styx!
I used to work for them.
Yeah, I know.
What's your favorite Styx song?
Probably Blue Collared Man. Blue Collared Man. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Tommy
that's
Shaw.
That's a deep cut. I like that.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about Tommy when he joined the band?
I think I've heard it, like, you said you went to pick him up at the airport, and, like, he just, like, his mouth was wide open. I listened.
This young lady, she listens, but she pays attention. I wonder if I could, if I gave a general test, because we're coming up, starting our 15th year next week, and it'd be kind of fun to do, like, a quiz to see who could answer.
You should write that. I don't think I should write that.
You could help.
No, you don't want me to write that.
Why?
Mel Felder.
You're right. That's a bad idea to involve you in that process. I will not do that to young Joey. So I feel like crap. I came in anyway today, and with each passing minute, I'm realizing what a horrendous mistake that was.
You're doing well.
What do you think?
You're doing better than I would.
Really?
Like, you're telling great stories. And, I mean, doesn't he look good today still, despite him being under the weather?
Thank you. You are not obligated to say anything that is a lie. That's my job. We are at 4:53. I was unable to get those other background. Morris is trying to figure out a way to send those so we can play them. I want to try this with the bedtime stories.
For some reason, Morris, they came in as like
websites.
.com file extensions, not MP3, not WAV. I believe you said you downloaded them, but tried downloading them completely and sending them.
Let me ask you, there's a story about a blood test that predicts whether you'll die in the next 10 years. Would you want to take that blood test and find out? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either.
If it said, you get 7 years, that would totally change the way you look at everything.
It could be a benefit, though, in the sense that I only got 7-10 years to live, so I'm going to really live my life. So, it would be great if you, like, really get out there, you live your life.
Yeah.
You check off that bucket list, and then all of a sudden you're still alive 15 years later.
Oh, by the way, we've been compiling this list of the women I was engaged to.
Yeah. Where did we leave off? You had Joanne.
Joanne, and then
you talked about the teen club that you
ran. I put half an engagement down?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but she was the first woman I was with when I moved to Montgomery.
It was half of an engagement, so you didn't actually propose, but you were close?
We just did the other half.
Oh, nice.
And then Mrs. Rutabaga would be...
It's always fun to consummate something that isn't going to last.
I mean, there's a lot in between here, like Trish.
Trish?
The Greek chick.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that, a complaint?
No, someone wanted to know how you ended up in Montgomery.
Are they trying to get rid of me?
No, they're just curious.
That's a story that I love to tell. I just don't have time right. I'm here because of the guy that cut my grass, Richie. Richie Rich, we used to call him. He's the reason I'm in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. But the story behind, in fact, I wrote a magazine column called My Lawn Journey Back into Radio. About getting, because of one simple thing, you know, and this is what you need to know, Izzy, that you can work and study and learn and intern and do all of these things, but it's something you have no control over, fate-wise, that ultimately leads you down the path. And if you get to my age and you look back and you realize what had to happen to get where you want to go, you'd be too afraid to make the journey. That's why it's, Joey has that benefit on his side. He's too dumb. I mean, I didn't mean that. He's too...
Go on.
No, see...
No, what am I dumb about? I'm dumb about many things, Greg.
Boy, look at the time.
Thanks, Rich. You're right.
Look in the mirror.
It's awfully close to five.
I need some critical analysis over here. What am I dumb about?
Having been through divorce numerous times.
I understand why now.
Do you want
to divorce? I'm tempted to go get gay married right now and divorce you.
Call Dana Delk or Jacqueline Tomlinson. They love you. They'll be happy to help you.
That would make you a bigamist.
I mean, they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. I guess that would be the case with us. But that would make me a bigamist.
Right.
Also.
I don't want that to happen to Ms. Ritterbuttle. I'm not considering you, though.
No. But in many of instances, that train is coming down the tracks, and you don't see it coming, and then, wow, all of a sudden, you're served with papers, and you have to take an action. My action was not one that I recommend. I started drinking heavily. That was not the right step. I should have found a good advocate, turned the situation over to them. Instead, I waited way too late. Everything else in my life was going nuts, so I didn't have somebody there, you know, in the way that Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson could be there to help you put together a plan to negotiate an agreement and keep you out of the fray. Not me. No, I had to be a genius. And
well, and from what you've told me and from listening to you, you're obviously very emotional. Anybody would be in that situation.
Yes.
That's why you need pros to come in and say, okay, Mr. Emotional, I get it, but we need a plan here.
This is why I always recommend they do specialize in representing men, but they will represent anybody who wants good advocacy in a divorce situation. Read the testimonials on their website, and you'll see why. It's a lot more than great legal advice. It's formulating a plan and people that will be as bluntly honest with you as possible, because that's what you need.
Yes.
You don't need fairy tales, and you don't need... What you need is the truth, and that's what they'll do for you. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Their number is 819-4810-NO2. As a News Talk listener, if you mention us, you are entitled to a generous discount on the consultation fee. And even if you suspect it's coming, it's good to do just that. Have that consultation. 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jay, talk fast again.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Montgomery Sky Watch rolling with you in the afternoon traffic, and things look pretty good out there on the roadways. The boulevard's moving along just fine this afternoon. We don't have any problems on I-65.